Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Oz.
Welcome back to the Wizard of Oz show. Well, the wizard would not be the wizard if he did not discuss the magic weed. You'll say, well, is this a recreational show? No. Marijuana is being discussed because of eyes. But in order to do that, we need to look at the entire context. Tell me what's more about cannabis. Cannabis, also known as marijuana, has numerous other names. But it has both medicinal and recreational value and a lot of rumor with not a lot of proof. So I thought we would review this just for everybody's benefit, because 23 states and the District of Columbia has now legalized it. The active ingredient, or the psychoactive ingredient, is called THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, but it's only one of 483 known compounds in the plant. At least 84 other cannabinoids are also being grown. So it is not a single item. And that's one of the things we tend to do with herbs and drugs and foods. We think of it as a single ingredient carrier, when it's a lot more complex than that. So cannabis is used for medical and more often physical effects, such as being high or stoned, etc., for heightened mood, relaxation, and an increase in appetite. It's used to reduce nausea, vomiting, or during chemotherapy to improve appetite in people with severe diseases, chronic pain, muscle spasms, and even to assist in sleep. Its use for other medical applications is insufficient for conclusions and safety. However, there is ample evidence that it can reduce intraocular pressure, i.e., the potential for glaucoma. And the question is that adequate? It has also been shown to improve appetite in MS sufferers, people who have multiple sclerosis. So there's a lot of debate. Does it impair memory? Does it impair cognition? Does it heighten the values of life? So we go back and forth on the story. Well, let's look at the recreational use. And what do we see about this concept of being high or stoned, and this alteration of perception, euphoria, consciousness, this increased libido and distortion in the perception of time and space? Is there really an issue there? There's no question that higher doses can include altered body images, auditory and visual hallucinations, and ataxia, or loss of balance from reflexes. But a lot of medical journals and a lot of medical items sort of downplay the value of marijuana and cannabis because of the side effects. Well, the short-term side effects, as are pretty obvious, is memory decrease, dry mouth, impaired motor skills, red eyes, and feeling of paranoia or even anxiety. These kind of effects occur within minutes when smoking and about 30 minutes after eating. The last for between 2 and 6 hours. So you can get these effects that are positive or negative, or they come both as the package. But aside from the subjective change, you can also have some other things. There are neurological effects that include increased heart rate, increased appetite, lowered blood pressure, impaired short-term and working memory, some coordination issues. There have been rare examples of acute psychoses, which tend to abate after 6 hours. So, in other words, it's reversible. There are many emergency room visits for people who have been taking marijuana. But many of these visits also include other multiple drugs, tobacco use, and alcohol. So it is not the only, we'll call it medication or nutritional item or hallucinogen that is being used. because many people, if they feel that this is good, may actually graduate to something else. And one of those something else's is cocaine. So that the use of marijuana may be like tobacco in a certain extent that, well, it's not bad, it's people's choices. On the other hand, it may be leading people down a highway to a darker place. So there's no question that it's less harmful than alcohol use, but it also may have this gradual addictive effect. Well, looking at some of the other side effects, you know, the medical literature is rife with information, much of which is really rare in terms of the context. Heart attacks, sudden death, cardiomyopathy have been associated with the use. However, if you look at the references, you find they're reporting 2 cases of this, 5 cases of that. And that's kind of extraordinary when you think that there are at least 2 to 5% of the world will use marijuana in 1 year, and that 12% of Americans will have smoked in the past year, and up to 50% of people between 15 and 65 in the United States have smoked at least once. So when you look at these staggering numbers, and then you go down to the side effects that are documented as serious neurological or cardiovascular or pulmonary, you realize they pall in comparison. And obviously there are things like people's choice. And when you look at the mixture of tobacco, alcohol, and cocaine, you're looking at a terrible combination. But it is often the cocaine that is the worst of those features. So the brain is obviously excited by cannabis. There are actually receptors in places like the hippocampus, that's one of your emotional areas, the prefrontal cortex, which is your combining and thinking area, the cerebellum, which is your balance, and that obviously the greater the dose, the earlier the age, the greater the amount. Higher dose, higher amounts, longer duration give you a chance for more alterations. There's definitely an increased risk of motor vehicle crashes with people on marijuana, and that's been documented in several items. So it's important to know that the mechanism of action is in the brain. But it's also important to know that a guy named Dr. Guzman in Madrid has dealt with rats that have had brain cancer, and their only treatment is with marijuana. And in 3 months, the tumor has disappeared. Now, agreed, a rat is not a human, and that the cancer is sort of iatrogenic, created by us physicians. But the fact is, they disappear with cannabis. That certainly is an item of hope for people with some strange but very critical diseases. So it's important to know that there are options here. Cannabis can be smoked, can be vaporized, can be a tea, can be in brownies, so it can be edible, and it is here to stay. The big question is, can people control themselves and use it in a casual way and not move it into a chronic addiction in order to deal with life's problems and use it as a pathway to other items? So marijuana is going to be tested intensely for glaucoma. And I will certainly keep you informed, because we know that the THC, the 9-hydroxy variant, will do the job. So it's important to know that marijuana is here, but be careful, be diligent, be wise. I'm Dr. Robert Abel, the Wizard of Oz on RadioMD.com. I try to report important information in all of these segments and appreciate your listening and participating. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com.